today.
A Connecticut man now condemned to die for ruining three lives and leaving one lone survival in a gruesome home invasion back in 2007. Meanwhile, closing starting at Gitmo detainees New York trial. What does it all mean? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place, as I am fond of saying. I don't care what your stripes, left, right, or somewhere in between. Maybe you're confused. It's all good, my friends. This is about the conversation on the overnight highway, and boy, do we have some great and lively conversations here. It's water cooler buzz at its best. So keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. I'm going to say it again, 800-259-5791. First, I'm going to start with this before we go overseas to India. I'm going to say this. I am definitely a proponent of the death penalty. Yes, there have been some incredible mistakes that have been corrected along the way. And I can't think of anything worse than somebody being convicted and sitting there on death's row knowing they didn't do a crime. Flat out, the evidence is there. Flat out, this guy did it. And there was no question about that. So you cannot bring back a family. You can't bring back a woman and her three or her two young daughters, leaving a husband stunned and stained and struggling, I think, for the rest of his life. So jurors in this New Haven Superior Court voted unanimously to send Stephen Hayes to death. They deliberated for 4 days. Now, the judge will actually impose the sentence on December 2nd. And it's pretty obvious what's happening here. The judge thanked the jurors and said, I'm sorry, but that you've been exposed to images of depravity and horror that no human being should have to see. I think that sums it all up. And I love this doctor, this man who was the only survivor in what turned out to be the worst night of his life, this Dr. William Pettit, who said that the verdict was not about revenge. He said, vengeance belongs to the Lord. This is about justice. We need to have some rules in a civilized society, and I concur. That's why I think 100% the jury was right on this, and I am a proponent of the death penalty, because there has to be some rules, and when you go so far over to the other side, it's a given. The punishment fits the crime in this case for Stephen Hayes, who was released from prison, did time, came out, and then, of course, look what happened. All right, we're going to jump from Connecticut and make the big leap across to the other side of the world and India. The president in New Delhi gives a little speech and talks about deepening America's stake in Asian power politics and endorsing India's bid to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council. He says he's hoping to actually elevate the nation of a billion people in what he called its rightful place in the world alongside an assertive China. Wow, the timing of the trip couldn't be worse for Obama after getting clobbered in those midterm elections. And then, of course, the whole globalization thing and the loss of jobs in the United States. But anyway, here's a little slice of that.
We've learned that although we may have traveled different paths to reach this moment in history, that we can walk towards the future together.
All right, walking toward the future together as they take a lot of our jobs, at least in those call centers anyway. I think I said this in a previous show, but so much so that Hollywood is doing a parody on what's happening in real life, which is, of course, what you do in Hollywood. And they have a new television show called Outsourcing. Or outsource, something like that. And I mentioned this too. I know a couple of people whose jobs, engineers no less, who worked hard for their various companies, but hey, it was cheaper to send the jobs over to India, and that's exactly where the jobs went. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. He's our leadoff guy. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I agree with you. Them people ought to be put to sleep, you know, doing all this killing.
Well, you got to think it. You got to think about this. I mean, they followed the woman and her young daughter, her 11-year-old daughter, back from the supermarket and then did what they did. Listen, not for nothing, she went to the bank with them. They could have taken money or jewelry or done whatever they were going to do. They did not have to do, they did not have to go as deep as they went and do those horrific things that destroyed all those lives. It's terrible.
Yeah, the kids never got to live their lives out.
No, 11 and 17, and then, of course, his wife, and he could do nothing. He was almost killed.
And then that guy out there in California admitted he killed those two 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
He said he needs to be locked up, but he needs to be put to sleep. He don't need to be locked up. He said if he gets out, he'll kill again. So
I agree. I mean, I agree. You look at the recidivism rates, and I mean, you know, somebody will tell you, and I understand the argument, and I know I'll get clobbered in the emails, and I invite them, AmericaTonight.net. They'll say, well, you can't play God in this situation, and, you know, they're human beings, and maybe they could be rehabilitated, and why shouldn't they get, you know, locked up for life, and you can give them three square meals? I'm like, are you kidding? Did they, hey, what about the victims? Do we ever think about the victims in this case?
Two 14-year-old girls never got to live their lives out.
That's right. That's just wrong.
He just killed just to be killing. I mean,
yes.
He didn't rob him or nothing. He just liked killing people. People like that need to be put to sleep.
I agree.
But anyway, did Oakland win? Oakland Raiders win the game?
Hey, you know what happened in that game? They did. But what happened in that game is it came down to overtime and a kick, 23-20.
Yeah. You picked Kansas City?
I picked Kansas City, but... Okay. We had somebody that picked 24-20 Raiders.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, I've seen these Tea Party people got elected. I think they're going to give the Republicans a hard time in Congress. Because that one woman, she wants to be leader of the House.
Yeah.
Bachman or whatever her name is.
Michelle Bachman, yeah.
Yeah. She wants to gavel. So I think they're going to all get together and kind of butt heads against the Republicans.
Well, I think what's going to happen is there's no question John Boehner becomes the Speaker of the House, and then you go from there. And what's going to happen is there's certain compromises, no matter how hardcore you are, that are going to have to happen eventually. Otherwise, you don't get anything done. And the Republicans who may slant conservatively still outnumber whatever the so-called Tea Party is, which I think, anyway, Rick, the Tea Party is trying to figure itself out.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a little...
There's going to be some squabbles.
I think there's going to be some big squabbles. And then I've seen Bush, he finally said that Palin wasn't qualified to be president, vice president, or anything like that.
He finally did
see something right for once.
Yeah, you know, I like that for once. I think everybody's playing for 2012, and it's going to be, you know, whack-a-mole. That's what we're going to see. On the Republican side, it's going to be whack-a-mole. Who's going to emerge? It may be someone from left field. I don't know. And I'll tell you what, it depends on where the economy is. It depends on a lot of things. 2 years, a lot of different things can happen as far as policies, where we're at. I mean, is there some kind of terrorist activity? What happens with immigration? What happens with health care reform? A lot of questions to be ironed out. Rick, thanks for the call. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to the dungeon. Who's going to the dungeon? You'll find out.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Debut on TBS, and man, we talked so much about and got a good giggle out of Conan versus Leno for so long that we felt like we needed to let you hear a little bit of the new show, Conan O'Brien. Listen, not for nothing, we need to lighten the load once in a while, don't we? I mean, we are pounding it hard here on America Tonight, trying to pull back the covers and then some, so... As we're bumping into things in the night, we want to get a few laughs along the way. So maybe we're going to get a few chuckles. I hope so anyway. But how about this? Scientists say for the first time that they have tracked how certain non-toxic elements of oil from that BP spill became dinner for plankton and actually entered into the food web in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, check this out. This new study shows that after the aftermath of the 172 million gallon spill, 172 million gallons, that's crazy, isn't it? So, of course, the question was, where did the oil go that was on the surface? And does it work its way into the marine life? It had to go somewhere. And you had the author, of who's a plankton expert, by the way, William Monty Graham, who's at a sea lab in Alabama, who said, listen, it just became food. That's what happened. But the study didn't really track any of the toxic components of the oil that has people like myself worried as to where does this all end up. Interestingly enough, we're going to make our way to the Gulf Coast next week. We're going to be in Mississippi broadcasting live, broadcasting the show talking to the governor of Mississippi and a few other people about life down there and what's happened after this horrific oil spill, and have they gotten their checks, what's gone on, what's it really like, what about the cleanup efforts, because now here we are months later. And then also, remember, this is back-to-back on Katrina, so what's the bounce back been in the Gulfport? And that's where we're going to be, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to some of those conversations, and that will be next Thursday on America Tonight, also a little bit on Wednesday. So we'll make our way to Mississippi. Before we make our way to Mississippi, though, we have a lot of show left this week, including Nail the Score and a couple of other things that we're doing the next couple of nights here. We're going to give away, actually, Mick Foley has a new book out. I love Mick Foley. We should have him on the show, if not this week, next week. And we're going to give away a couple of his books called Countdown to Lockdown. He disses on the WWE and some other things that happened in his career. People don't realize it, but Mick Foley is actually a super bright guy, very good writer. He's written some children's books and done some other things and has a lot of interesting things to say about the world of politics as well. All right, I thought it'd be fun to actually pull out the dungeon, you know, kind of dust it off. I think it's been a while since we've used the dungeon. It takes a lot to get me to decide I'm going to go to the dungeon, and I decided that this was the right time to do it. And it's no big secret that I'm not a fan of Robert Gibbs, who is the White House spokesperson. I call him the White House flack, because to me, he's not a straight shooter. And I get it. He is the blockade to the president. But it's, you watch him and you watch how he handles the media. And I've seen others do his job, both in Democratic and in Republican administrations. And I've dealt with people who have done his job, like Dee Dee Myers. She was great. I had many conversations with her. She was accommodating, but yet firm. And same thing with Ari Fleischer. I would say the same thing about him and Tony Snow. A lot of people liked Tony Snow. And even though he used to be on Fox TV, it didn't matter. He had a funny wit about him, and I thought he was pretty good with the press. So anyway, Robert Gibbs was just unglued. He became so angry with Indian security people over the weekend that he got into a shouting match with them. He even blocked a door that they were trying to close with his foot. So this is just the third day of the president's expensive visit to that country. And what the Indian people were saying, the officials there, they were talking about security, and they were trying to stop the number of White House reporters who would be allowed to cover a meeting between Obama and the Indian prime minister, because there wasn't enough room, and there was conflicts over the White House pool. Usually what you do is you've got a few people, you cherry pick a few people. They do it in sports, they do it in a lot of places where you have a tight space because you can't fit all the press. There's only so many that you can, you know, that you can get in there. So I'm going to say that, you know, this is typical Robert Gibbs, and he just became unhinged. He's supposed to be the glue, but he's anything but the glue, and they caught him in that moment. In fact, I got a interesting photo of him screaming that I'm going to post on the website. Without further ado, the White House flack, Robert Gibbs, I think you need to cool your heels in our special dungeon. Let it rip.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, not representing well. You gotta watch yourself there. They were just trying to help, after all, and there's this new friendship and all the spirit of cooperation. That wasn't in the spirit of cooperation. All right, let's go to Trey. Let's squeeze him in Kentucky. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Recovering from a heck of a weekend, I tell you what.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
That was crazy, wasn't it? By a nose.
I know. I was so sad. You know what the worst was? Seeing Mike Smith, and we're talking about Zenyatta, folks, who would have been a perfect 20 races won in the Breeders' Cup, and Mike Smith crying afterwards. Oh, that was so sad. He was so upset. He was blaming himself. It was so close.
Yeah, she was acting up at first, and we all knew something was wrong. She didn't want to go. He had to make her go, and we just knew. So, uh-oh. That ain't good. That's crazy. I know. Our boy didn't do very good at all. But
at least he was there. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes you start to get some exposure and a horse gets a little coverage here and there, and that happens.
True. He's home now, so he's going to be one of our new stallions. So we'll see how it works out. You're going to my neck of the woods, huh?
I'm going to Mississippi. I'm going to be in Mississippi for, three or four days.
What part are you going to?
Gulfport, Mississippi, in Biloxi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I've never been to, I've been through Mississippi, but never to that area, Trey. And I'm excited to talk to the people and dig in and see for myself, instead of from afar, what's really happened and what the aftermath has been.
Yeah, don't blink, you'll miss it all now.
I'll try not to. I love it. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right, you take care. So we're, like I said, we're going to be there next week, and we'll talk about, obviously, some of the things now that are coming out about this spill panel as well, saying the BP oil rig explosion and the spill wasn't about anything on purpose, like trading money for safety. Of course, this was that special presidential commission. Instead, it was about all the risks that they took, and then it added up to this horrific disaster. They say there's no evidence of a conscious decision on that platform to do things on the cheap at the expense of safety. I don't know about that. The investigators stressed that a couple of different times. But some of the critics are saying that, you know, this is a pass for BP and their history of cost cutting. Now, were they trading money for safety? If you put it that way, and you talk about the fact that they cut corners, then of course, because that blowout preventer, it's pretty obvious. But that's not what they're ruling at. The spill panel is not saying that. They're saying, you know, that that's not what happened here. There was no clear single decision that came down solely to money. What do you think? Do you think that came down to money? We'll find out more next week, certainly. We'll see what the people in Mississippi think about that. Stay with us. More to come.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to francisinsights.com. That's Francis with an E, insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to francisinsights.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Get past the beat, forget past the hip man. Yeah. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Your good foot. Run down the curb, let's all say ow, ow. If I show the beat, my nose, let's get your mouth. Run down the curb, let's all say ow. Let's hold the beat, my nose, let's get the pop. The beat will get inside the chicken hand. And dancing to the beat, I'm the soldier man. Do it on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Do it on my head. Get on the good foot. Ain't nothing going on my bed.
All right, coming up here in a few minutes on America Tonight, Conan O'Brien doing his late night thing again. I thought it'd be fun to let you hear a little bit of Conan O'Brien, like I said, since we did so much of the O'Brien Leno stuff and had a, you know, had a incredible time making fun of it, actually. We got to give you the other side of this. So what happened afterwards? We will do that, I promise, in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let's hit on some of the top headlines. And of course, we know the president, we've been talking about this in India and how infuriating that is as days and days go by and more money's being dumped down, I think, a little bit of a rabbit hole. And you look at how many people in America, in my own life, I can point to a handful of people who have been replaced thanks to the people in India. Not their fault. Hey, they're making some money, albeit a small amount for even their standards, but the companies were able to get it on the cheap, and so some engineers lost their gigs, and the timing, I think, was probably the worst that it possibly could be. As far as the president making the trip to India, if he's going to make the trip to India, I guess they assumed that the elections were going to be okay, or there wouldn't be any blowback from the elections is what I'm thinking. Initially, probably not realizing what was going on and what was going to happen with the House and the games and the Senate and all that sort of stuff. All right, here's another big headline. We haven't hit on this yet, but this is a big deal. This is maybe some foreshadowing as to what could happen. Healthcare reform, that challenge, has been rejected by the Supreme Court. Initially, it was thought, well, maybe the guys and gals in the robes will take it up. They turned down, anyway, the first preliminary challenge to Obama's healthcare overhaul, deciding to reject an appeal from a former Republican state lawmaker in California. And maybe it shouldn't have been a surprise because the federal appeals court didn't even consider the case yet. And usually the high court doesn't review cases before they've completely been aired out in the lower courts. Once it's gone there and there's no place else for it to go, it kicks up higher if they agree to take it. So it's now significant in the fact that the new justice, Elena Kagan, refused to say during her confirmation hearings whether she would take part in the deliberations over health care law, because remember, Kagan was Obama's Solicitor General before joining the court. So the court has noted her absence in more than two dozen other cases, suggesting that she voted on the health care appeal. So there's something going on there. What, you know, what happened? Did she take part or not? Also, Justice Thomas voted on the case, and some people have called on Thomas to step aside from the health care cases because his wife has been an opponent of the law in her role as the founder of the conservative advocacy group Liberty Central is the name of it. Regardless, it doesn't matter at this point because they're not taking it up. It has to go through the lower court system, and you know, this is what we pretty much realized would happen. Does it ultimately get raised up the flagpole and go all the way up to our highest court? Yeah, I think so, but not just yet. In the meantime, there's still some elections to be decided. I know you're not surprised by that. We talked about them a lot in a previous show. There were 11 spots left. Now there's like 10, including what happens with Alaska's Senate race. Joe Miller is waiting for the official results of his battle with the write-in candidate, of course, Senator Lisa Murkowski. That has gotten a lot of ink. And he thought that that this was his, but it's not a definite. It's not a definite at this point because of the write-in counts. And the Miller campaign is anxiously waiting to see whether or not the backing by Sarah Palin was worth its weight in gold, shall we say. And she's close enough that the write-ins, and Murkowski thinks this, she thinks she's close enough that she has a chance to make history. But in the meantime, Joe Miller is refusing to step away and says that he feels like in the end it's going to shake out in his favor. So keep your eyes on Alaska. Boy, Alaska's made a lot of news in the last couple of years, hasn't it? Ever since Sarah Palin and Wasilla, more things are coming out of Alaska. And of course that makes sense with the Joe Miller and the Tea Party and whatnot and some of the other things that have happened along the way. All right, we promised we would bring you a little bit of the highlights of Conan O'Brien, and here it's fair to say, thanks to the magic of fabulous editing by our man Matt Johnson, here's a little kaleidoscope of Conan O'Brien.
Please, come on. Hey, everybody sit down, please. Please, we don't know how much time I'm going to get here, all right? That lasted longer than my last job. thanks so much for being here. It is great to finally see you. Thank you, and welcome to my second annual first show. And things are already going very well. I am happy to report right now, I just got this news, that we are already number one in TBS's key demographic, people who can't afford HBO. I'm going to be honest, though, it's not easy doing a late-night show on a channel without a lot of money that viewers have trouble finding. So that's why I left NBC. The weird thing is this, though. I put myself and my staff through this crazy huge ordeal, all because I refused to go on at midnight, okay? And so I work, you know, and then I get this job at 11. It's supposed to be a big deal. Then yesterday, daylight savings time ended. Right now, it's basically midnight. What the hell is that all about? I'm an idiot. I'm a moron.
We got the summer off.
All right, pretty good. He was able to play off of the things that happened to him during the whole NBC debacle. What will be fun to watch is his show on TBS and where it goes compared to the ratings of the other late-night guys. And, yeah, they're on NBC and ABC and CBS, but there's a younger demographic that is watching the tube. Look at what happened with Jon Stewart in Comedy Central. So if he really strikes the right vein, he has a chance to probably pull in some pretty decent ratings. TBS was smart, I think, anyway, to jump on him, because regardless, they'll get some commercial time anyway. They'll certainly get that with Conan O'Brien, and I think they'll get a little bit of the kick in the ratings too. Speaking of being kicked, we go from late night television to Paul Volcker, who was a top advisor to President Obama, saying that he sees no short-term way to reduce high U.S. unemployment and expects slow growth for the next year or more. His comments, of course, right on the heels of the Federal Reserve, stupidly, I think, saying that they're purchasing $600 billion in treasuries to try to boost growth and create jobs and cut unemployment. And Volcker said, "I have no answer at the moment. I think it is the basic problem." When he was asked about unemployment at a financial forum, he says he thinks it'll gradually decline, which was, of course, what is he going to say? But the basic fact of the matter is that the economic outlook is for continuing but very limited increases in any kind of economic activity for the next year or more. Is that like not a way to step around it? Listen to what he said if we dissected the sentence. These are his words. "I suspect it's going to gradually decline." Okay. "The basic fact of the matter is that the economic," there's your buzzword, "outlook is for continuing," okay, "but limited increases in economic activity." So basically he's saying we're screwed. Hey, we put this $600 billion in treasuries out there, but we know that you're paddling along and you don't really have a paddle. Just use your hands. Of course, Volcker, just for the record, is the chairman of the Economic Recovery Advisory Board and was the Fed chief, by the way, from 79 until 87. He was the guy under Carter and under Ronald Reagan. And he was out speaking to a bunch of bankers and finance people from China and the U.S. and some other countries. And he talked about the public frustration and the conflict that we're having and how do you craft an economic program. And the answer is, this is nothing new. We were going down this path and we know that we're going down this path. So that's what I would say. If you have these people that I know aren't stupid, why can't they come up with the answer to what the problem is that ails us? And the problem is that we've spent our way into this disaster, and now we're printing money like it's Mad Hatter's money. Nuts. A high-profile coach gets the axe in the NFL. We'll talk about it next.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
All right, talk about kick in the head. That's exactly what happened to Wade Phillips. Although I would think it wasn't a big surprise for the former now coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones made it clear he really didn't want to change coaches mid-season, and he's never done that before. But with all the blow-up and blow-out losses that continue to mount, especially that humiliation at the hands of Green Bay, there was no choice. I mean, the fans would have all been screaming fire Wade through the next home game. So, listen, he had to go. And the owner, general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, said it. He said, I've got no choice. So America's team, let's go of its coach. Here's Jerry Jones.
Decision has been made to move forward with a new person in the head coaching position with the Dallas Cowboys. Jason Garrett has been named interim head coach, and he will be and he will replace Wade Phillips effective immediately. I want to see the kind of effort that is incorporated in playing to win. I'm not overusing it, but playing to win. In my definition, could be extraordinary effort.
Yeah, Jason Garrett better pray they get some wins, because there's no way he'll be with the team if something drastic and dramatic doesn't happen with the Dallas Cowboys. They are 1-7 and humiliated by what's going on. You know, you can point to the quarterback, Tony Romo, going down, but they were having problems before that, and they played like they just didn't even want to be on the field, in my opinion. Here's a couple of those players. Star wide receiver Miles Austin and Martellus Bennett sounded off about losing the coach.
Anytime, you know, someone loses their job, you know, and you obviously have something to do with it, and, you know, in some way, it's tough, you know. But, like I said, it's not me to make those decisions. I just got to, you know, roll with them. You know, you never know what can happen.
A 50-50 thing, you know. The coaches come out to coach us, and the players come out to play. I mean, so I think it's, as a team, it's all of our faults. It's not just Wade's fault. It's not Jason Garrett's fault. It starts with me, you know, then guys like Jay. Everybody takes responsibility for their mistakes on the field.
All right, that was one of the big stories, certainly, in the sports world on the day. People even that didn't care so much about sports, it was water cooler buzz. And this is an interim basis thing. So that means Jason Garrett, who is the highest paid coordinator or assistant coach in the league, has to really step up to the plate. It's interesting because Garrett 3 years ago was so sought after, and the Cowboys paid him big bucks to keep him in the wings. He could have been, I'm certain of it, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, but he stayed with the Dallas Cowboys. Now he's on the hot spot. That's the deal. And he's the guy who is controlling the offense. So he either steps up or probably steps out. 45-7 loss to the Packers was enough, and that nailed the coffin shut for Wade Phillips. So it's the first time, like I said, they've ever made this in-season coaching change. He's also, by the way, Jason Garrett, the first former Cowboys player to take over the job that's been held by, you think of some of the coaches in the past, Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells, and how about the legendary Tom Landry? And here's the thing, Garrett has never been a head coach anywhere, like on any level, college, peewee, backyard ball. I mean, actually, I like Jason Garrett. I know Jason Garrett a little bit, and good guy. What he will actually do with the reins of the team, if he really has had control of the offense, boy, he better jump down their throats and make sure people are playing as hard as they can. Sometimes you have to shoot a villager, and maybe the fact that Wade Phillips is gone, maybe the change shakes them up a little bit and something happens dramatically. By the way, the 63-year-old Phillips went 34-22 over the last 3.5 years. Dallas won the NFC East twice on his watch, and he's had another year left on his contract at $3 million. So don't cry any tears for Wade Phillips. I'm sure he wasn't hurting in the first place, but he walks away with a pretty good severance package, I would say. Monday Night Football, the Steelers and the Bengals. It comes down to the waning moments. The Bengals with a chance to close the gap. 27. They were down 27-7. So the Steelers were throttling them. They roared all the way back to 27-21. What happened? Here's the final play.
Palmer in the shotgun throws it over the middle, and the pass is dropped, and the Steelers pick it up. They're going to call it incomplete, and this ball game is over.
Yeah, dropped passes. That's not a good thing. Missed chances, and the Steelers were able to finish it off. Obviously, I only saw little bits and pieces of that, but the Steelers are 6-2, so they're on top again, sharing the top spot in their division with the Baltimore Ravens. Boy, I really like the Ravens. The Bengals are 2-6, and they're in last place after their fifth straight loss. Wow, fifth straight loss. So it's an old kind of familiar look, if you will, for Cincinnati. Matt, you probably saw a little bit more of that game than I did, and there you go, a dropped pass the wrong time, an interception or two, and that'll ice you.
Yeah, and it really came down to two huge plays on the special teams that got Pittsburgh their first 10 points. I think it was Bernard Scott fumbled the opening kickoff. Steelers went down and got a touchdown. And then on the next offensive possession for Cincinnati, they had the punt blocked, and then the Steelers got a field goal out of that. So that's 10 free points right there. But other than that, I gotta say it. I've never been a huge fan of this guy, but Terrell Owens put on a show on Monday Night Football and showed that he does still have it. He got his 150th touchdown. I think he had two touchdowns, so he got 151 now. And there's only three people in the NFL that have that. It's him, Randy Moss, and Jerry Rice. And I don't know. Cincinnati looked very good, actually, when they rallied back down 27-7 in the fourth quarter. But I think the difference came down to the quarterback play. And Ben Roethlisberger never seems to go down. He does can't get sacked and makes good decisions with the football. Palmer, on the other hand, he holds onto the ball so long.
The guys
on the broadcast, they brought it up, and he just seems to just panic and just throw the ball anywhere.
Right, and that's where you get the interception. That's what happens. So you get a couple of touchdown passes, but then that costly interception. It's interesting you mentioned Owens, T.O., because I've covered him in a couple of different places, and you talk about his touchdowns, and it's funny, the last one, he caught the ball, and I'm sure you know they showed this on camera, he caught the ball at the back of the end zone, didn't realize it, but ran over a security guard looking in the direction of the stands. Luckily, that guard wasn't hurt. Nothing like a solid football player like T.O., who's nothing but muscle, slamming into you. And you just got to hope you bounce back. But he bounced back, so that's a good thing. Because in seeing it, it didn't look good. It didn't look good at all. The NFL is obviously serious about this helmet-to-helmet thing because they fined Green Bay Packers safety Nick Collins $50,000 for the hit he put on wide receiver Roy Williams. The league says, listen, Collins violently and unnecessarily struck a defenseless receiver in the neck and head area with his helmet during that game. And that's what you get. We looked at it, and the fines, there's an escalation of fines up to and including a suspension. They're cracking out on the illegal hits, and the players who violate that rule are going to see an increase in the fines because it escalates, like I said, and then ultimately a suspension. I made a joke before we came on the air in talking to Matt. I said, you know, they probably should have somebody at every single game with a pad writing out citations. Here's your citation right away. I mean, it is serious stuff because we know what can happen on those helmet-to-helmet hits. But, boy, I guess when in doubt, just don't pursue it. Unnecessary roughness. Have any thoughts on the show? Flip them to me at americatonight.net.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
What, are you kidding me?
You will respect my authority.